and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Toluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Torvo, huh?
Yeah.
You watching Solar Opposites this week?
Is that a name in Solar Opposites?
The main character.
Shit. All right. Yeah. Torvo. What up? I think I originally was going to be Tormund, but I didn't like it, right, well, so I Torvo.
Tormund sounds like a dwarf name.
Tormund sounds like it was, yeah. Isn't Tormund from fucking Game of Thrones?
It sounded too familiar. I was literally trying to not name it after someone that excellent. That's the problem with fantasy names. A lot of these words and syllables combined, someone's already done it.
Fligbop.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a wacky one. I don't think you guys have ever rolled that many nat 20s in an episode.
No.
Hilarious that they were for nothing, like useful. But I mean, they were good.
I got that rock. Would you like to hear what I planned, Ryan?
Maybe.
I got that religion check. That was
clutch. No, you guys like got some big nat 20s today. That was really funny. What are you planning on doing with the stupid rock?
You said the audio is 1-to-1.
Yeah.
And it repeats.
And it repeats.
Yeah.
Kazoo action.
No.
Yeah.
Double brown notes?
No. Localized brown note attack.
Localized brown note attack? I don't like that.
I was thinking
the LBA.
I was thinking you would like squeeze it, throw it into a room where you need to like hear what they're saying, let it record, bring it back, squeeze it, listen. No.
How would I bring
brown
it back?
Brown note.
How can I throw this and make people shit their pants?
I honestly thought he was planning on like using it to throw people off and just sneak by things a lot easier, but
if everything shits their pants, there's no one to sneak around.
There'll be a big shit smell, though.
I don't have a nose.
Yeah, I gave you guys
even
Sam,
though I took a big whiff.
For those that like don't listen to our after, actually, was Sam in the main series? The mention of Sam's pastries?
Yes.
Okay.
When we were in Tidigal.
Yeah.
Oh, in the room. We got the wedding cake.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So I wasn't sure if that was like, sometimes we do bits in the after show that then become real characters, but
yep.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I remember you guys made that up and I was like, oh, that's funny. I'll make a little Sam's pastries for you guys.
And it was nice. I wanted to meet him just so I could scream Samuel.
Samuel!
Very funny.
Yeah, I always
love wordplay.
It is funny how like, when I'm like voicing NPCs, for some reason, birds, I'm always like, oh,
oh, oh. It's like, oh. It's an owl.
Yeah. It's like, that's how a bird would talk.
Dougie.
My man, Dougie.
But yeah, I thought it'd be, this is like one of those, this one of those episodes too, where there were so many little tag along NPCs that I was like, I'm killing Borf.
That's perfectly fine.
I don't know why you guys trust Borf so much.
Bullshit.
I think it's real. Hold on. I don't think it made that up.
Fucking love Borf.
That sent me.
I was like, okay, he's a freak that is a bug. Haru will love him.
Yeah, there's no fucking way Haru doesn't like him. Apparently toenails are the line.
Toenails? As he speaks for you, he's got Thane written all over his body.
He's a fanatic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you thought I would love a fanatic?
Was you wearing a
We've
hair shirt?
We've killed every fanatic we met.
A hair shirt?
Yeah, like those fucking
evil fanatics.
Self-flagellating fucking weirdos.
No.
We could have converted him and he would have been like three followers.
He wasn't listening, man. He wasn't listening.
He would have been like three followers.
I know. His intensity is worth three.
So the mayonnaise thing, I realized where I got that from. You know when kids get lice?
Put mayonnaise
on the head. I looked it up. There's no evidence to support its effectiveness. So it was a bit in the office and it may not kill lice, but it killed Borf. So
that's fine.
He's allergic to whatever's in mayonnaise.
Yes.
Eggs.
There it is.
He's got an allergy.
We're an allergy aware podcast, everyone.
Although,
egg allergies are real and they're dangerous.
I wanted to kill Borf because if I had to do that voice for a whole second, if I had to do Borf into Devo, we would have been done today. Those voices kill me. Thankfully, Devo is always surrounded by fire, so the coughing just kind of goes with the roleplay. But yeah. But yeah, you want to read off your new bone claws for the listening folks at home? I made them pretty fun.
Bone claws
gives me
already.
A plus one to attack and damage.
Damn.
And then I can activate a charge. It's got three charges. And I can activate it to deal, like, what was it? I think it was like 2d8. Yeah, I could deal 2d8 piercing damage to the target.
Snicked.
Yeah, they're kind of like, almost like a paladin smite. Like when you hit, Yeah. You can then decide to shoot the claws out of the punch and kind of put a little stank on it.
Stab. Yeah.
Thank you for not making it something I have to attune to.
Yes, I realize that I've played a character, like I play a rune knight in Rich's like in-person campaign. I have 100 bonus actions. So yep. I know what it's like to be like, I'm going to be so awesome in 3 rounds. You have no idea. Activate all my abilities and then, oh, the fight's over. Okay, yep. So that happens to me all the time. So I was like, yeah, he needs like an on-hit effect for this weapon. But yeah, I think Monk is fun. But it does need to be like juiced up with magic items, I think, as you kind of go along.
That's all right. I'm insane now. I got I got the insanity buff.
Say, when's this Adderall wearing off?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. End of the day.
Jesus yep. Christ.
You're lucky I haven't wiped my face and licked the residue.
Yeah. Well, I was like, all right, if any school or if any like place in Bacali or in like Magri is gonna have like designer drugs for students, it'd be here.
Better hope I don't get
it. You two, what are your HPs looking like?
53 47.
Sick.
So we're going in there.
We're gonna barge into a thing and fight Krizik, basically.
Yeah, but I got all my shots.
Well, we might want to prep. Well, actually no, we haven't had a chance to talk, so
there's no information. So, and you're all hopped up.
Well, I can't give him information because I know there's prying eyes.
He's all hopped up on Matt.
And I don't think I've had the chance. No, I think I've told Theo that there are prying eyes and we can't talk.
Prying eyes, they're watching you.
Do clerics know silence?
Yeah.
I don't have they silence, can learn it.
So. Yep. No, but...
clerics, what's his name? Wizards, sorcerers, they all get it.
What's the...
Dredna?
No, what was the guy that...
We don't know what Dredna is. Besides Grant,
we were just talking to not Davo, but the
Jakat.
Yeah,
Jakat.
He probably has silence. We can ask him to cast silence in a certain area, and then
we have no way to talk to each other.
Yeah, ASL.
Well, correction. He
You'd
have to wire us in everything.
No,
I can do my freeway.
I'm in no talking mode with my son.
I know. I love the idea of Glebnor being like, I can badger him for as long as I need to. Eventually, he has to respond to me.
It's how real kids work.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think. Just anything that'll stop the... I mean, we could do a wall of force. I don't know if he has a wall of force, but...
Yeah, that's a pretty high-level wizard spell, I believe. But yeah, I kind of, as much as I want you guys to have this like information dump session, I was like, we hit him with too much lore the last couple episodes. We got to get you guys into a little bit of a fight. Yeah. So
Tulugan wants to punch something real bad right now.
I know. Well, you know,
if we get into the Krizik Temple and figure all that
we
stuff
can open
out,
up the back door where the geyser of beer was.
Yep.
But my thinking is Krizik. The Krizik followers most likely aren't being watched by the eyes because most likely people would have known what they were doing.
Mm.
So it's quite possible that they've set something up in there that is counteracting the wizard stuff. So,
or monsters just in line with them.
True.
Also an option.
Yes.
Yeah. I think my initial idea with Bacali was like, it's the Mirage City. So you can't really trust fucking anything. So I've been making all like as the story's kind of progressed, I'm like, can't trust that guy fully. Definitely can't trust that guy. Just kind of wanted to sow doubt amongst everyone. The problem with you guys is you guys love goofball.
Well, I'm already
NPCs,
paranoid.
So I know, and you're so paranoid now. So great.
If we open up that beer room, is my poor sweet Helen gonna come spilling out?
I got fun stuff in the beer room. Don't worry.
Okay. Can I do a roll and if we go inside to see if I find an egg?
You could. We could roll for an egg.
Were eggs dropped?
We could flavor that an egg was dropped.
How about roll a luck check?
All right.
But then Quintarius can't stop stealing, won't have them.
Well, he'll have however...
Yeah, he had many eggs.
I thought he only had one left. Wait, no,
he
used...
No, like a baker's dozen.
I forgot, he used it a
nine.
Bunch. Yeah,
he used the egg to get more eggs.
Yeah,
no, I didn't, all right? I planted the bean 3 times, I got eggs twice.
Yeah.
And he buffed a stat on all its eggs.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, roll a walk check, see if an egg is left.
Oh, come on. Nat 1.
Roll a d4. You're not rolling for you guys, you're rolling for Quintarius.
Oh, okay, 2.
Quintarius left 2 eggs behind.
Oh, I'm totally eating them as Tulugan. I have to get the int up, all right?
It could kill on you.
Honestly, I thought when you rolled a nat one, he was going to roll how many eggs there were. You were going to walk in and they were going to be broke.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to walk in and see two broken eggs.
No, I mean, for me, the nat one is how many eggs did Quintarius lose? I also don't want Quintarius having 9 eggs.
Well, he's got 7 now and 1 a week or 1 a day for a week.
I got to split the eggs up. I can't have all these eggs in the world. The eggs are making me nervous.
Well, I could leave a trail of treats for Tuluga.
7 mummy temples.
Just know. All around the world.
I could have lied about the number, but I got eggs twice, all right?
And I think you guys might be able to take a mummy lord, but it's like a pretty high challenge rating, I'm pretty sure.
Well, don't worry. The mummy lord's going to show up in Windmere when I plant the final bead.
That's true. We got to take out the Krizik faithful and a mummy lord.
The last episode is Krizik fighting a mummy lord, and I play both.
Where the fuck this mummy come from? Is this Krizik looking side to side? Like, what the fuck?
He's trying to focus on you guys, but he's like, is anyone noticing the mummy? It's just like a mummy kind of slowly shambling toward him.
It's like, what about this tablet?
What is it? It's like you have $1 million, but there's a snail that's always trying to chase you.
Yeah.
It's that, but with the mummy lord and Krizik.
Yeah, you can meet up with the roper from the Underdark.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the same
Well,
vibe.
We already gave Mansa a heads up on that.
Yeah.
If he's
I thought
still
he was
alive.
Killed.
No, the roper's going to end up in the menagerie, alive. Maybe.
I thought
possibly.
The roper was... didn't Gort kill the roper?
No, he stole the
arrow. He stole the arrow.
That's what it was.
You
okay.
said he was marked by...
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys had such a fun time fucking with the Krizik Temple in the Gort shorts that yeah. I was like, well, then the main crew got to see what happened here.
Oh, yeah.
I also like the idea of you guys trying to figure out what the fuck's going on when you get in there.
So which one of you has the bag now?
Me.
Okay, you have 619 gold, cobbler.
More than that, as far as we know.
You don't want the bag back?
I'm not responsible. I'm not in charge anymore.
All right, how much gold?
619. I assume I still have the bandolier of slurps.
Yes. Yep.
So the slurps are on me.
Tuluga snorts one pill and he's like, no more responsibilities.
Well, you guys questioned me.
I didn't question you.
You trusted Borf over
I
me.
Wanted you to be friends with Borf.
Fuck Borf.
Borf was the first time that I like was like, oh, yeah. I like totally thought what you guys were. I was like, little freaky bug guys is going to be reptile. But I think it was the second that he was like, I'm the voice of Blee Blee.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Yeah,
you stepped on my fucking toes.
Yeah,
no one's the voice of Blee Blee. Except for Blee Blee. He's got his own voice.
Because I'm pretty sure.
What's in the bag of holding?
Cobbler.
Yeah.
Our tacos.
Yeah.
The gun, the Pale Rider.
Okay.
Unfinished.
Tons yeah. of dreadsteel,
well, no,
right?
It's finished.
Yeah.
Tons of dreadsteel.
So you yeah. slid a bunch of dreadsteel in there.
Yeah. I think that's
most. There might be some.
I don't think there's like anything like.
Errant crud sandwiches.
I mean, that's just.
Part of the check.
There were some double-bladed scimitars you guys
oh,
found.
Yeah. Those were for Corellas.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to return those.
Yeah. Yeah. How many? Do we have three?
I think it was two. Okay. How much gold? Was it 10?
It was 10 gold.
Yeah.
So we got to give that to the temple.
Yeah.
I'm looking through now.
There's just like so much stuff going on in the city right now. I feel like as a DM, I'm like, okay, I think I got most of the stuff I wanted for this and no one talked to Yarno. Shit. Like I keep forgetting who's here and like who needs to communicate with you guys, but I'm getting stressed about it. But then I'm like, this is literally you guys, even the last like 10 episodes have been a day and a half. So it's like, it's not really that crazy. You guys haven't.
The bag of holding is like nothing really.
Mm-hmm.
It was just there for the taco and gold and
now it's the gun. House.
He made his house a home.
A stockroom home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could throw whatever you want. I might sneak at night to try to work on shells for the Pale Rider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made sure when I was doing my books, I was like, and nothing on propulsion.
Sorry, I still got to read through the other...
Yeah, you still got to
know that I can
on.
Read everything.
I know. I'm really happy you picked that invocation. That's like such a fun one for a DM because then I don't have to like hide stuff behind languages really.
I also don't have to learn every language immediately.
Yeah. Which I knew was like going to be a thing you were working on. I was like, oh, that works perfect.
Well, but you can only read them.
Yeah, that's that thing that'd be fun.
But you I guess I can also discern what language they're in. So I'd be like, all right, well, I got to learn that now.
Yeah. You can also like try to sound words out phonetically. It'll just kind of sound a little goofy. So
guess I'll do that.
You could try doing that and then I'll have you make probably like.
Try to sound out something you see written in Mandarin.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes I'll like see a Chinese character. And then when someone says, I'm like, that's not, what are you doing?
How are we connecting these two dots?
There's no, nothing here that makes A to B here.
I am burdened.
I've always wanted to like look at like, I know like Korean is supposed to be a little bit easier to learn than some of the other Asian languages. Because I think it's like newer, right? Like they made Korean.
Like, they updated their language?
I think they basically did like a like, they were like, okay, let's like get this thing down. So I think the Korean like official language is like relatively new compared to other languages. Yeah. So apparently it's a little bit easier to learn than Chinese or Japanese, but
alchemist flask fire stuff. How many,
I don't think I have,
did we use them all?
You guys have blown up a lot of stuff.
I'm just checking. Cause I'm looking through my stuff to put into the, some of the stuff that I just don't want to have on me.
I have potion of hill giant strength, potion of poison resistance, which I assume I kept both.
Yeah. I assume those are on you.
You'd probably have, no, yeah, you'd probably have the crossbow in there and the crossbow bolts.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you had a crossbow at one point.
Because I think I just have I have a short bow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have my backpack of stuff.
Okay.
I do like when these like after show turns into like, all right, guys, time for bookkeeping.
Yeah,
but there is like so much going on, fire. Especially like at this level in the campaign. You guys are level 8. You have a billion features and you guys just are like little loot goblins. So you guys do have a lot of random shit.
Dude, it just texted you something in Korean. Tell me if you can sound that out.
Is it bad?
Yeah. Okay. But go ahead. Try to even start sounding it out. I dare you.
All right. I haven't got the text yet. Oh, wait. Okay.
God. That echo sound is going to screw you.
Yeah. Go ahead. Try. Please.
Could you?
What?
Was I close?
No.
What are you doing?
It's just a guttural Korean-esque noise. Don't worry about it. It's just it's like looks like kanji. I don't know what that is.
You paste that. Why don't you double click on it and hit translate?
Okay, we try that. This better not be a really, slur.
Really, Ryan?
I'm just picturing like I grew up in a predominantly Spanish community, but there was like a weird section of like a little Korea almost. And I remember there was like the Korean chefs that would like just rip cigarettes outside of this place. I would walk by them on the way to work all the time and I would say hi and they'd just be like, it's just like a guttural kind of grunt. I'm kind of picturing that was maybe what's going on here. All right. How do I translate this, Mark? I don't know how to use a phone. Info.
How do you use a phone? Learn on.
You can just tell me what it is, Mark.
Well, I just translated. I put go fuck yourself in and then converted it to Korean. But when I reconverted it back, it just said get out. So they're a lot politer than
so
me.
So I was close. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us for Korean lessons.
Now you just sound it out. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. All right. It's magic. Okay. It's magic.
Sound out those shapes that you don't understand.
Get us out of here.
To all our Korean listeners, I'm sorry for fucking over all here.
Right. He didn't go that far, yeah. What the fuck?
You threw an extra little stank on that last one that I don't think I appreciate. Get us out of here!
Keep it the dicey!
You can't do that! No!
Take two. Anyways, everyone, especially in the lovely land of South Korea, make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
And our North Korean listeners, I know you're out there. You have to fight through the regime to get more episodes. I believe in you. You can do it.
I don't think they get internet. I think it's all under lock and key. Which one's ruling it right now? Kim Jong? Ung Jing? Which one?
It's Kimmy.
Hey, I know you like American Kimmy. Movies. Why not dicey situations? And while you're
oh
at
my
free
God,
your
people.
I love the idea of Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman sitting down to listen to Dicey.
Maybe free your people while you're
maybe
at it.
Yeah, maybe.
And rate and review, please. If we get a review from Kim Jong-un, I will do a backflip live on YouTube.
Get us out of here.
Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.